AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Brown University's president placed its campus police chief on leave as the Rhode Island University reviews its security policies. Earlier this month, a gunman killed two students and injured nine others. In Texas, multiple people have died after a Mexican Navy plane crashed. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
Officials say at least five people are dead following the crash of a small Mexican Navy plane near Galveston. The Monday afternoon crash has set off a search in the waters off the Texas coast. Mexico's Navy says in a statement that four of the people aboard were Navy officers and four were civilians. It's not immediately clear who has died. Two of the people aboard were members of a nonprofit that provides aid to Mexican children who have suffered severe burns. The statement from Mexico's Navy says the plane had an accident during its approach to Galveston, but it did not elaborate. The cause of the crash is under investigation. I'm Mike Hempen.
AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on Democrats pressuring the Justice Department.
The Senate's top Democrat is urging the Senate to take legal action over the Justice Department's staggering Epstein files release. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging his colleagues to take legal action over the Justice Department's incremental and heavily redacted release of records about the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Schumer introduced a resolution that, if passed, would direct the Senate to file or join lawsuits aimed at forcing the Justice Department to comply with the Epstein Files Transparency Act. That law, enacted last month, required disclosure of records by December 19th. In lieu of Republican support, Schumer's resolution will face an uphill battle for passage. But it allows Democrats to continue a pressure campaign for disclosure. The Senate is off until January 5th. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
This is AP News. Nobody matched all six numbers for the massive Powerball lottery drawing last night. The jackpot now goes up to $1.7 billion. It's expected to be the fourth largest jackpot in U.S. history. One of the NFL's most successful modern franchises is on the move. Correspondent Gethin Kulba reports.
The Kansas City Chiefs have announced they will leave their longtime home at Arrowhead Stadium for a new domed stadium that will be built across the Kansas-Missouri state line and be ready for the start of the 2031 season. The announcement Monday came shortly after a council of Kansas lawmakers voted unanimously to allow for star bonds to be issued to cover up to 70% of the cost of the stadium and accompanying mixed-use district. The Chiefs have played at Arrowhead in Kansas City, Missouri since 1972. I'm Gethin Kulba.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.